I'm Nicolette Thomas, and this is my podcast, Watching with Friends. Every week, we watch and discuss a show or movie, and I invite a friend or two to join in. Today, Sarah and I will be discussing the 2001 Christmas movie, Twas the Night. Nick Wrigley is a cyber criminal and is having issues with some bookies. It's Christmas time, so he realizes he can run to his brother's house and chill out with his brother and his kids to wait out these bookies and their power men. His brother's not that happy to see him, but his nephew and his wife let him stay for Christmas. His oldest nephew, Danny, really looks up to Nick and is very excited that he is here for Christmas. Danny's parents, who are doctors, end up being called in on Christmas Eve, so Nick is left to look after his young nieces and nephews. During the night, Santa arrives with a magical machine that can stop time, and somehow it malfunctions and Nick and Danny get a hold of it. The two knock out the real Santa and end up taking this thing and try to save Christmas. Unbeknownst to Danny, his uncle is actually stealing from the wealthy families of the town. Meanwhile, back at the house, the two younger niece and nephew find Santa in their living room tied up to a chair. So they release him and help Santa try to get his sleigh back, which Danny and Nick have taken. When Danny realizes that Nick is actually stealing rather than delivering the presents like he had thought they were doing, he takes the sleigh back home and leaves Nick to his own devices. While in the Santa suit, Nick accidentally tells the bad guys where his brother's house is and leads trouble straight to his nieces and nephews. Before the night's through, Nick does return to save his family and ends up off the naughty list for once and for all. After this brief break, we will be back with Sarah to discuss the movie.
Was the night.
Ready to talk about it?
I'm ready. Are you ready to talk? Did you change your hair color, or is it just the way the light in your room's hitting it?
It's just because I'm just using natural light today.
Oh, okay. So I was like, it looks like it's more reddish, but I wasn't sure. So I did not know. I forgot Bryan Cranston was in this movie. It's so weird to see him. It's so weird to see him in this movie because every time I see Bryan Cranston, I think of him in, oh my God, what's that show?
Breaking Bad or Malcolm in the Middle?
Breaking Bad. I see him in Breaking Bad, like, I mean, Malcolm in the Middle too, but it's more Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird that to see him like that. And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, I had thought I had saw this movie, and then I wasn't so sure, and then I remembered little bits of it again, and then
I
didn't remember a lot of it.
And so I don't know if I've ever seen this movie before.
But it's almost like almost all, it almost seems like, no, I shouldn't say all Christmas movies are like this, but like a lot of them have almost the same like premise. So like it's like they kind of get like blurred together. Like The Ultimate Christmas Gift kind of has the same thing, and sort of there's all like little bits of each movie that are the same that kind of just blur together, and you're like, I think I've seen this one, but I'm not sure.
I did just love that they probably spent so much money on renting this one really pretty Santa suit. But then the sleigh is like the cheapest piece of like plywood that's just painted.
I know. It's so funny. Oh, God. Disney, come on. Tighten up.
I was just like, is that the Santa suit from the original Santa Claus? And then they were just like, we're not pulling the sleigh out of the shop.
Out of storage.
Like, yeah. We're just going to build this stupid thing. We got to talk about the kids. We got to talk about the adults. Because in that sense, the way that they all were connected was really well done.
I thought so too. And I feel like I've seen this Josh Zuckerman somewhere before. Get Real, once again. Yeah, I feel like I've seen him before, but it's like one of those ones like he could have been in a lot of stuff that we just didn't know.
I don't know. It's such a weird movie to talk about.
I know, right? It's like one of those ones where it's like...
Because I didn't like it.
No, I didn't either. It was like, because he, what was it? He was troubled and irresponsible, and like, then he was hacked. His bank account was hacked, and then...
So the uncle is a con man.
Okay. I've also seen a Christmas movie where there's an uncle who's a con man, but not this one.
Well, wonder what this kind of reminded me of. There is a movie called The Ref.
Yes.
And this had some very similar vibes. Like, they were trying to make it family friendly versus The Ref, where it's just...
Yeah.
Insane. But, so I could see some similarities there, and... I mean, The Ref was, I think, early 90s or mid-90s when that came out. 1994. So this came out in 99. So I can definitely see the similarities where they were like,
yeah,
let's try something along those lines.
Right.
But I didn't like any of the kids either.
No. They no. It's like they didn't have any, like, I don't even know how to say it. It was like, they didn't have any rhyme or reason to be there. Like, it was just like, yeah, they were still trying to get like this, like, this was just an odd movie that like it didn't, I'm like you, I didn't like it, but like I don't even know
like, and I want to make it known, like, it's not as bad as Genius. Like, it just, every of the pieces that they did put together just kind of flopped. Whereas Genius, like, it was just pure hatred.
It was just pure terrible from the beginning.
Whereas this, I could see some benefit to it, but I had already seen it before in other Christmas movies.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, such like, it's almost like they just took from a whole bunch of different Christmas movies and like put them all together, and was like, voila, you have a movie. And it's like, not worth it. It was weird.
But like, I didn't like our main kid. I was just like, really? You want to be like your con man uncle? Like, you don't realize he's a con man?
Yeah, like
come on. Even the daughter, the sister, she knew, like, But I did, if I liked any of the kids, I liked the little one. Just because he just wants to spend time with his big brother.
Oh, yeah. Like, all, like, it's almost like it's, like, all Disney movies where the little brother or little sister wants to spend time with their older siblings. Because, like, even there's a couple other movies that we'll get to later on that, like, there are that big brother or sister dynamic where, like, they want to spend time with even... with their older sibling, and the older sibling's like, no, I don't need you. And then at the end, it's like, oh, I needed you this whole time. It's like, duh. Yeah, but like, come on, you want to be like your scam artist uncle? Get real.
But then, like, even when the other kids are with Santa, I'm just, I don't know. Like, she's just so smart that she has to get this one computer at the store. Like, it's just like, really? Really?
But I kind of got where, not really got where she was coming from, but, like, kind of reminded me, like, when I was younger anyway, when, like, we'd make a Christmas list if we wanted something, we'd have, like, I would literally, like, put the picture, exactly what it was, the picture of it, everything.
But that's right, not even what it was. No. Like, it's just, like, to get them also out of the house, and it was just a stupid plot device, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, this whole, it's just, like, it was one of those movies where, like, they didn't need to make it.
Right.
It was just a waste of money in my eyes. Like, stupid. They could have done a lot better. Like, even the Ultimate Christmas Gift, where it has, like, because that's Disney, too, right?
Yeah.
That has, like, yeah, it's kind of, like, far-fetched, but still it has more of a better plot line than.
It has more heart. Right. I think it's what it all comes down to.
Right. It has more heart, and it was like, all right, I can see Disney spending money on this.
Yeah, this one, it just seemed like they were trying to do something.
Yeah.
A little edgier, and it just
didn't work.
Yeah. Doesn't pan out.
They're trying to be like a twist between like the Disney version of Bad Santa. Where like
this is before Bad Santa's time, though. Like I said,
no,
like,
I know,
it gave me rap vibes.
Yeah. But, like, even like, that kind of reminded me, like, even though it was before Bad Santa, it was almost like they were trying to be, like, a kid version of what Bad Santa would be like if it was a kid version.
Yeah.
But, again, they wasted their money making this movie. Oh, my God. Or apparently lack thereof, because a lot of it was, like, they probably spent all their money on the Santa suit at that point.
The Santa suit and, like, the silly effects where they, like, learn how to use the magic ball thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they spent all their money. Come on, Disney, tighten up. Tighten up, Disney. Even though this was in 1999, we said.
Yeah, I mean, so the two I know exactly where I'm putting this on my list.
Yeah, me too.
And it's not much ahead of Genius, but it at least has a little better quality.
Yeah.
Like, I just... It was, two flops in a row.
I know, come on!
This one, I feel like it's kind of worse because I can't even, like, say, oh, I hated this. It was just so...
The whole thing was terrible.
Yeah, but, like, Genius, at least we could poke fun at, like, things. This, right. It's so mediocre. And like we've said, it's completely overdone.
Yeah.
That I'm just so underwhelmed.
Yeah, it's just like
at least the other one, like my distaste was something that I could play with. This right. I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, but like even with Genius, like even though it was a terrible movie, like you said, there were things we could like pick and choose that we didn't like, and there were some things that were okay, this movie, it was just like, I'm good. But yeah, no, like I'm with you. This, but you couldn't even pick a good part of this movie out, except maybe like the little girl. But even then, that was like a stretch.
Yeah,
like a really big stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it also gave me Jingle All the Way vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With like. Yeah, I just...
Yeah, it was bad. No bueno, as we say at work. No bueno.
Like, the other one I might even recommend just to be like, you have to see how bad this movie is. I wouldn't recommend this to anybody.
No, I'd just skip over it, be like, right. Oh, bye. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Oh, gosh. Like, ugh. So that's where I'm at this point, then. Do I give it a 2? Or do I be nice and put it a little higher than Genius?
No, I'm giving it a 2. There's no niceties in rating films. Especially this bad. Like, Come on. At least, you know, this is so bad. Like there's no I wouldn't even be nice to it because like I wouldn't, this isn't one I'd recommend, or I wouldn't say like, oh yeah, you have to watch this, or like reference it again compared to another movie, unless it was like we're comparing it to Genius, which sucks anyway. So but like it's one of those movies that like, okay, it's done with, brush it under the rug, forget it was even made. Like I think the only standout person that I actually know that has had a career after, I'm sure they've all had a career, but like a notable career, is Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, he's the only one.
His character even sucked in this movie too, so it was like, okay Brian, like tighten up, let's go, come on.
It was just not a fun viewing experience.
No, it was so bad. Oh god, so bad. Oh hey, I mean, there are those, you know, you win some, you lose some. Apparently this was a lose some.
Oh gosh. All right. Hey. No. 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 Hey. No. No. No.
Thank you so much for dealing with the audio on that. I do apologize. I'm not sure what happened with my microphone on that. But if you did stick around to the end of this podcast, I just wanted to say a great big thank you. Again, thank you to Sarah for hanging out with me and watching that movie. So our next movie is going to be Kim Possible, So the Drama from 2005. Very excited for that conversation. If you want to catch up with us, you can find us on Instagram at Watching With Friends. We also have a Facebook group, which is Watching With Friends. Please feel free to give us an ad. We love to post about Disney Channel original movies on there. And then if you feel like emailing us and just giving us a shout out, just give us an email at watchingwfriendspod@gmail.com. And we'll happily read it here on air and answer any of your questions. With that, I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you so much for sticking with us through this hiatus, and we will see you next week with our next episode. Bye!